speak a little place from the Chvei Achsanya. I guess the whole drasha really is just speak about the Achsanya, about the suda, about the food a little bit. That too, there's a little bit of a surprise, but for the light refreshments that we thought. But
it's only a surprise to you.
We knew. Oh, you'll know already, right? I thank the Samus for hosting this mesiva and giving us opportunity to come together to give shvach l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the mesivas Chanukah is all about. Just one comment about the donuts. It's a minig Yisrael to have donuts on Chanukah, and it's brought down in Svarim. It goes back to the father, the Rambam, the Maimon already, that he said it's mamish a minig Yisrael. It shouldn't be mezalzel in it. And the shaila is, what's the beer in this minute? What's the inning behind it? I think the chashuv shot is because it's an oil. It's supposed to have things in oil, zecher to the shemen, which avad is emes. But I saw from Shlomo Zalman, he brings out Hashem Gadol Echad. He doesn't say who he was, but he says a beautiful part. Why? What's the inning of the sufganiyot, as they're called? And he said that the Gemara says that when the Yavanim came to Beis Hamikdash, they were metame the whole mikdash. And they basically destroyed many chalakim in the mikdash. And the chashmonaim came; they were able to be mitired most of the mikdash. They cleaned it up, they mitired it, and everything got back to order, except for one thing. The one of the Zohar says that the mizbeach, the abanim of the mizbeach, shitzum malchei yavam, that they were not able to be mitired, and they had to be gainis them. These abanim had kedusha, and they weren't able to be mitired them, and they put them away. And because of that, he says that Klal Yisrael always felt a little bad. It was a shtickle design for the Mizbeach. Everything had its Chanukah, was brought back together, but the Mizbeach, in a way, was missing that Tahara that everything else had. So he says, therefore, the minute it became to eat donuts, you make an Alam Mechi, and Alam Mechi, you say Al Mizbechecha. You mention the Mizbeach, a special Indian to eat something, to cause us to mention the Mizbeach, to give cover to the Mizbeach. Meshekin and benching, regular benching, there's no Beferish and mention of the Mizbeach, and Bechsamazim. Therefore, we bedavka eat the donuts. So the bread over here, that's what threw it off. But the Indian of the donuts, that's what's behind the donuts. Now, I was bothered that the question is, okay, al michya, you have al mizbechecha, but why dafka donuts? You could have honey cake, have anything, have a cookie. What's miyuchad with the donut? Any mizaynus would do the job, have the mizbechecha. So I think if you look, al pi halacha, it's mamish meduktuk. Hate what he's saying, that the halacha is, if you eat any piece of cake, any cookie, any pasta of a kisna, and if you have enough, if you have a suda, then it's no longer ala michya, it becomes a maitzin. It becomes birch samazin. Once it's birch samazin, there's no longer a mention of al mizbechecha. You lose out on that mention of mizbech. But there's one thing, one type of mizanis, which is unique, that will feed one sheet in Shulchan Aruch, and that is sufganim. Something fried in oil, because of the nature of how it's made, it never becomes a mitzvah. Even if you have 100 donuts, it always remains ala michya, and therefore we're guaranteed that no matter how many you have, it's always going to be ala michya, always going to mention the mizbeach. So this is one type of food that no matter what, you always have a mention of the mizbeach. So that could be the beer in the minig al pi of Shlomo Zalman Savan. So I just want to speak a little bit about the inyan of the Chanukah mesiba. What is, you know, it seems we would think it's just an excuse to get together, share the Vitaira, some food, and shiras with Tishbachas, which is a good thing. But the emes, I think, the inyan of the Chanukah mesiba really goes into the whole yisayid of the yontif, what the yontif is all about. The Shulchan Aruch says, Muhammad Paskins, that having a mesiba, a suda on Chanukah, is a suda sarashus. It's chanat a sudas mitzvah. It's not as regular suda, it's like a birthday party. Nothing more. There's no mitzvah, no inyan of a mitzvah in a suda on Chanukah. But the Ramal is Maisif, he says that Yesh Misha'aymer, there are those who say it's the Maharal, the Prime, not the Maharal, but somebody else, who says that there is a Ktsas mitzvah in a Suda on Chanukah, and the reason for that is because on Chanukah there was a Chanukah Samishkan. Chanukah Samishkan happened at this Tkufa, as Mepharshim said, in Chafei Kislev, that's when the Mishkan was finished, and because of that there's a Simcha of finishing off the Mishkan, and therefore the Suda is a Shtukl Suda's mitzvah. It's Chanukah not, because Chanukah is not a Yom Tov, but the Chanukah Samishkan is Gairim the Suda to become a Suda Smitzvah, and therefore it does have a shtickle din of a Suda Smitzvah when you make a Suda on Chanukah. But the problem is that it comes out a little manner that we're not really having a Chanukah Mesiva, we're having a Chanukah Samishkan Mesiva. It happens to be on Chanukah, but it's nothing really to do with Chanukah. It's about as shver to say that the Suda is just celebrating the Mishkan, not Chanukah. How does that make the Chanukah Suda into a Suda Smitzvah? And a similar horror you find in the laning on Chanukah, we learn from the Nesiyim, Parshas HaNesiyim. Parshas HaNesiyim, again, it has nothing to do with Hanukkah, but the Torah says we learn it because the Hanukkah and Mishkan happened at this time of the year, Chafei Kislev, the Mishkan was finished. So we learn the Nesiim, which when they brought the Karbanis by the Hakamas HaMishkan. So again, it's a little hard to hear that the whole Kriyas HaTorah of Hanukkah has nothing to do with Hanukkah. It has to do with a different Yantav of Hanukkah HaMishkan. It's like there's a whole another Yantav going on over here that happened to be on Chafei Kislev, which is the Hanukkah HaMishkan. But it's Hanukkah itself wouldn't be Mechayev Kriyas HaTorah, wouldn't be Mechayev Asuda. It's a different Yantav, and that Yantav really is Mechayev us in these things. It's a little hard to hear how these two things go together. What's the beer and the tzir between Chanukah's HaMishkan and Chanukah's Beis Chashmonai? So I think a lot of the teretz is has to do with the psikta. The psikta says, a fascinating psikta, that the emes, even though the Mishkan was finished in Chafei Kislev, you know, it wasn't hukam, it wasn't set up until the Shchedesh Nisan. So what happened? Why did they put up in Kislev? So the psikta says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be ma'ariv, the simcha of the Hakamas HaMishkan, with the Chodesh Nisan, which is the Chodesh that Yitzchak was born. He wanted to mix it in with the light of Yitzchak, and therefore it was pushed off till Nisan. The Mishkan was only hukam in Nisan, even though it was finished in Kislev. It was waiting for a couple months till Nisan to be put up in the month of the latest Yitzchak. About it, I need to be here. Maybe we'll see later on why what the Mishkan has to do with latest Yitzchak. But Al-Kapanim was pushed off until Nisan. So then, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lamaisa Kislev is going to feel bad. It lost out. It's supposed to have a Chanukah Mishkan. It doesn't have it. It's pushed off till Nisan, and Kislev will feel bad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll be Meshalem it. I'll pay you back, and I'll give you eventually the Chanukah Beis Chashmonai. The Chanukah, our Chanukah is a payback for Kislev for losing out on the Chanukah Mishkan. So you see from this psikta that it's not just two different things that happen to come together, but the Chanukah Beis Chashmonai is sort of a hashlama, it's a continuation, culmination of the Chanukah HaMishkan, and that's why the two things come together, the laning, the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah HaMishkan and Shaychus LeChanukah, the Suda's Mitzvah of Chanukah HaMishkan and Shaychus LeChanukah, because Chanukah is the Hemshech, the Gemar of the Chanukah HaMishkan. But it still needs beer. So what's the Shaychus? What does one have to do with the other? How is the Chanukah Chashmonai Shaych to Chanukah HaMishkan? If it would seem, it would make more sense to make the actual Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash in Kislev. That would be a way to pay back for losing out the Chanukah HaMishkan. But what happened in Chanukah was the Mishkan, the Mikdash was still there. It was rededicated. It wasn't exactly a Chanukah HaMishkan. Why was that chosen to be the Hemshech, the payback to the month of Kislev for losing out on the Chanukah HaMishkan? So, it's one of the things, Masber like this, that the... It's Yadua from the Medrash. The Medrash says that the Yevanim, one of the Gzeiros that they told the Yidden, was Kisvu lachem al keren hashar, ein lachem chelik b'lokei Yisrael. Should write down on the keren of hashar, you have no chelik b'lokei Yisrael. That was the degel of the Gzeir of the Yevanim. So the Shaila is in the first of all about it. Why al keren hashar? What does write it down on a piece of paper? Write it down on a piece of wood? Why on the horn of hashar? That's where you write down ein lachem chelik b'lokei Yisrael. What does that have to do with the keren hashar? So the Maral's Masvir that what the Yevanim wanted to do was to be Ma'ir, to be Meramiz on the Indian of Chet HaEgel. Keren Hashar, Shar, and Egel is a Shar, so they wanted to bring up the Chet HaEgel, that's why they wrote it Al Keren Hashar. But Avada needs beer because, so what were the Yevanim doing? It was like Sam and Shach, and reminding them, by the way, we know about Chet HaEgel, we know what you did, and we just want to mention it within the Gzera. What does Chet HaEgel have to do with what Yavon was trying to do? And why Dafka Chet HaEgel? There are many chatayim that the Yidden did in the Midbar, they did throughout history. Why are the Yavonim harping on Chet HaEgel Dafka? So you find in Al Nisim, the Lashon is saying Al Nisim is that the Yavonim wanted to Lashkicham Tarsechel Laviram Michukir Tzanacha. They wanted to be Mevatel, the Chukir Tzanacha, the Chukir. And the Mefarshim of Ayur, it's a dua that in the Torah there's two different types of things. We have chukim and we have mishpatim. Chukim are things where we don't really know the time. Mishpatim are mitzvahs where we know the time. So it's mashu from the Lashon of Al-Nisim that what the Yevanim wanted to mevatel was dafka the chukim, not the mishpatim. So what's the pshat? Why were they not misnagged to the mishpatim? Why was their ikir misnagged only to the chukim and not to the mishpatim? So I thought maybe the hezbek could be. I found that Abinezer pretty much says the same part, that the Iker Kayach of Yavam, the way the Ramban already speaks this out, and the Svarim all write this, the Kayach of Yavam was their Chachma, Chachma of Yavam. The Chachma of Yavam, the Ramban says, Beferish, that that Aristotle and the Talmud, the problem was that they were Ma'ir Chachma, that a tremendous Aracha for Chachma, but the problem was that they took it a little too far. They felt that anything which is Seichel is Margish, is Seichel is Typhus, that is Emes. That's reality, that could be true. But anything which you can't be Typhus with your Seichel, anything which is Seichel has no Shaykhus to, then that can't be. It's not Shaykh. They were Kaifer in anything which you can't be Masig with your Seichel. Chachma was an important thing, but that's where everything stopped. If you weren't Masig with your brain, then it has no Kiyum. Then Avad Aminu is not true. I'll be tired. Most things we're not Masig. There could be a whole Metzias that we're not Shaykh. If we understand, we understand. But if not. But to say that the Metzias is telling your Seichel, that's wrong. That was the Talis of Yavan. And Mela, it would come out that Yavan, the Etzim, is not so misnagged to the Mishpatim of the Torah. The Mishpat, the Mitzvah, that makes sense. That Sichli is Dik, they didn't really have such a problem with. If you keep the Torah, it makes sense. You do it because it's Mistabr to you. That's not the end of the world. The Yavan was not Leichem against a Mishpat. But a chayk is something which has no time. It's Kuloi Kenegra Seichel. It's why are you doing it? You're doing it because Kach Tziba Abayir, because Hashem said to do it. That is something the Yavan couldn't be Seichel. To do something without Seichel, Kenegra Seichel, that they're a misnagatu, that's lahavirim nechukei ritzonecha. That is the ikar misnagas. Dafka to the chukim, and I think it's called chukei ritzonecha because it's dafka in the chukim where you see the ikar ratzon Hashem. It's a mishpat which you do, you could be doing it because it makes sense to you, it feels good, and this is what you think is right. A chayt, which has no svar, if you're doing it, that's ritzonecha. That's what you see, the ikar ratzon Hashem. And the Yavit says that if you count all the tevas, all the words in Al Nisim, he says there's 108 words in Al Nisim. It's different cheshbonos. That's his cheshbon, and he says that's the gematria chayk, ki chayk li Yisrael. Who that the snagdus of Yavin was to the chayk of Yisrael. Now what does that have to do chayk li Yisrael? Who is shaykh to Rosh Hashanah, not the Chanukah? But mistama the pshat is that was the ikar snagdus to Yavin to the chayk. And Al Nisim, which was said on the Nitzachon, was being managed the sinning of chayk. The fakir we keep the chukim. We do the chukim. That was the ikar snagdus to Yavin. And the etzim, I think it's not limited only to the chukim, but every mishpat, even mitzvahs that have a seichel mesvar to them, also have an inyan of a chayk. Meaning a mishpat means we understand that we have some havan in it, but we don't. There's always going to be some nekud in the mitzvah which is a chayk, which is just ratzon Hashem, and we don't understand fully. And when we do it, we don't do it only because we understand it. We do it because kach tziva bayir, that's ratzon Hashem. A mishpat has a little bit more svar to it. But at the end of the day, every mitzvah has within it an element of chayk. And the hisnagus really was to every mitzvah, to the chayk element in every mitzvah. There's a maisa with Reb Shimon Shkop, when he first became a rav. He met his rabbi Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim asked him, "What did you say in your drasha, your first drasha?" So Reb Shimon started telling him over the lamdas. He figured that's what Reb Chaim wanted, and Reb Chaim said, "No, I don't need the lamdas. He said, tell me the drasha. I want to hear your drasha." And he told him some part that about Nasa v'Nishma, how Nasa is connected to Chukim, Nishma is connected to Mishpatim, we have Havana in it, and the Kaizo was Makta Nasa l'Nishma, they brought the Chukim to Madrega Mishpatim, they did it with the same Islavis as Mishpatim, even though they had no Havana in the Chukim. That was basically his drasha. And Reb Chaim told him, Reb Chaim said that I'm not masking to it, there's no such thing as Chukim and Mishpatim, Havana, everything is Chukim, even the Mishpatim are really Chukim, because we don't really understand it. We have a little more Havana. The Mishpat means we have a little more Shaykhus to it. It's a little more Svar. But at the end of the day, even the Mishpatim are Chukim. It's this Svar that every mitzvah has within it a Chayk. That's really what the Yesed of the mitzvah is. Kach Tziva Habayir. And that's how we do it. Some mitzvahs we understand more, some less. But the Iker, it's all a Chayk. That was the La'avir Nechukei Ritzanecha. So I think that is the Shaykhus over here to the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel, first of all, what was the Indian of Chet HaEgel? How could Klaisel go ahead and do it by the Zara? So to do it, the Beis Halevi, the Kuzi, they both say the same idea, that the Chet HaEgel was L'Shem Shemayim. The Yidden had Kavanah to bring down the Shekhinah, the Tachtainim, like Taka was later on in the Mishkan. The Mishkan was a Makam Shekhinah, the Tachtainim, and they had the Kavanahs and the Yehudim, whatever is necessary to build the Mishkan, with all the Kavanahs and the Kalim, whatever, Bitzal and Aaron knew what to do to bring down the Shekhinah, and they were Mechavan, Alpi the Seichel, how to do it properly. That was the Kavanah. They wanted to pretty much create a Mishkan. They just chose the Egel, that was part of the Merkava, but they're trying to create a Mishkan. That was the Kavanah of Klal Yisrael in the middle. And the Kavanah was right. They made a good cheshbon and it made sense. What was the Taina in them? The Taina was that to make a Mishkan, to make such a thing is fine and it works and it brings down the Shekhinah, but they were missing one ingredient. And that ingredient was that they didn't have the Tzivoy Habayir. They did it all Al Pi Seichel without the Tzivoy Hashem. To do it without the Tzivoy is nothing. What fuels the Mishkan, which makes it into a Makam where the Shekhinah comes down, is the tzivui to do the mishkan. To do it off of your seichel without the tzivui, then you're missing everything. It's garnish. You're missing out on the whole inyan of the shechina coming down. And not only it's on a mitzvah, fakir, it becomes an aveir. So your seichel without the tzivui Hashem is garnish. It's nothing. That was the side of the chet ha'egel. So the Yevanim saw this and they jumped on it. This is mamash what we want. This is great. This is using your seichel. Use your seichel. Do ratzon Hashem. They didn't care if you use your seichel and keep mitzvahs that are sichli. But as long as it's not being done because of ratzon Hashem, that is what the chet ha'egel was. It was seichel, pure seichel, without the tzivui Hashem, without a tzivui. That was the aside of the chet ha'egel, and that's why they said kisvu lachem al keren hashar, right? Al keren hashar in lachem chel b'lokei Yisrael, because that's where they felt. There's an achiza to their hisnagdus to chukim, that there's a makim to say that taka, use your seichel, do it up for your seichel, just don't do it because that's the tzivu Hashem. Take the tzivu Hashem out of the equation, and then they're happy with it. That was the kitchug liyvanim, kisvu lachem akeren hashar. So I think that could be the dimyon between Chanukah and the Mishkan. The Beis Halevi points out, he says, if you look in Parshas Pekudei, that throughout the parsha, every inyan that they built in the Mishkan, the pasuk says again and again, Kasha Tziva Hashem Esmaisha. Kasha Tziva Hashem Esmaisha, 18, 19 times, the pasuk can be repeated again and again. So what's the beer in that? Zakhu Beis Halevi, that when Bezalel and Aaron, when they built the Mishkan, which was coming to be Mechap al Chet Egel, that was the Kapar for Chet Egel, the Shechina coming down was the Simon that Chet Egel was in the Skaper, that was coming to be Mesakin what they did in Chet Egel. Chet Egel, they went with their Seichel without the Tzivui, and the Mishkan was Fakert. And the Mishkan, they Aaron knew, he was Margish, he knew the Nyanah behind the Mishkan. He knew how to do the Mishkan, why it makes sense, why everything fits in. He had a full Havana on what the Mishkan is all about. But he Bedavka went ahead, the Torah's being Margish, he did it not because it made sense to him, but because Kach Tziva Abayram. Doing it because Kach Tziva Hashem is Maisha, only because that's a Tziva from Hashem, not because it happens to make sense to me. That's what brought about the Kapar of the Mishkan, the Kapar for Chet Egel, where they're Mevatel, his own Seichel, his own Havana to the Tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Memele, the Simcha of Chanukah's HaMishkan is mamish the Zelda Simcha of Chanukah. It's the same Simcha of the Nitzachon over the Yevanim. The Simcha of the Mishkan was that they realized, they came to the Hakara, that even though they have a Havana, they understand what's going on, up in the Seichel, but they mevatel the Das, they did it only because Kach Tziva Abayir, because the Tziva Hashem, not because of their Havana, not because of their Seichel. And that is what the Nitzachon and the Chashmonaim of the Chashmonaim was, that they said that no, we're going to do the chukim, we'll do the chukim tzunachah, we'll do things even though we don't understand it. It's not our havana which is guiding whether we do the tar or not. It's kach tziva Hashem, kach tziva habayir. It's mamish the same inyan of chet ha'egel, and the inyan of chanukas ha'mishkan, chanukas ha'mizbeach, is the same inyan as the nitzachon of Chanukah. So that's why I think that's the beer why we have a sudas ha'rishos, something which is really a sudas rishos al Chanukah, but together with the chanukas ha'mishkan element, it becomes a sudas mitzvah. These are not two random things that came together. It's really a hashlama. One is a hashlama to the other. The Chanukah's Chashmonai is the same inyan of Chanukah's HaMishkan. It's celebrating the inyan of the Nitzachon of Tzivui Hashem, Ratzon Hashem, overdoing it mitzad Yaseichel. And that's why we lane the Nesiyim. The Nesiyim is the laning of the Chanukah's HaMishkan. It's the Zalba inyan of the Ratzon Hashem being misgaba over the Seichel. And that's Pshan in the Psikta. That's why the Chanukah's Beis Chashmonai was talking the hashlama, was the culmination of the Chanukah's HaMishkan, this Nitzachon of the Chukir Tzanecha over doing things because we feel it's right and we know it's right. That I think is the aside over here of Chanukah that can be learned from the Inyan of the Seudas Chanukah. So this is something, just a aside to take out from the Yantiv, that we live in a dar where people do things and they do what's right and not always for the right reasons. Sometimes it happens to agree with the Torah, sometimes not, but people do things because it feels good, it seems good, this is what makes sense to me, but to keep the Torah with that cheshbon is a very dangerous thing, because one thing might make sense to you, but another thing might not, and then you won't do it. So the ikur, our ikur shaychus to Torah has to come from a kach tziva habayra, from chukir tzanecha, we're doing it because that's what's in Hashem, and finish, we do it because that's what Hashem is mitzava. Sometimes it's easier, we might understand the siva, sometimes not, but whether we understand the siva has nothing to do with our what's pushing us to be mekayimit. The ikur kiyum comes dafka from the kach tziva habayir, from the ratzon Hashem, and that is the nitzachon of the chashmonayim, to be able to be mekayim the chukir tzanecha because it is ratzon Hashem and for no other reason.